Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, family. Welcome. Let's give God some praise this morning. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy.
Hallelujah.
Of our praise. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Can you open up the mouth and just shout glory? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Change me, oh God. How many of us coming to change this morning? Hallelujah. That we may be healed, restored. Amen. Renewed. Amen. So I have a renewed mind this morning. In the name of Jesus, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
God bless everyone that's here on the line today. God bless you. God keep you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are entering into prayer. We'll find out how everybody is doing this morning. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, O God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, O God. We thank you, O God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you touch every heart and mind that's on the line today. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to walk every house right now. Walk every room in the name of Jesus Christ, cleansing out all darkness. Amen. We declare and declare that we walk by life, hallelujah, in the light of the Lord our God. Amen. And we walk by faith and not by sight, oh Lord. As we come this morning, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, actually receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we come on one accord this morning, oh God, combined faith, oh God, we ask for a mighty move this morning concerning all that we petition in prayer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. As we come before you, God, humbling ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, touch our hearts right now, God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, a renewed set in the spirit. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us of any of our sins, oh God, all our transgression, all our trespasses, and all our iniquities right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have in our heart at this time toward anyone. And now in Jesus' name, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to encamp your mighty warrant, and angels around us and those in our family to protect us, to shield us, and to destroy any evil spirit, demonic spirit, or strong man, messenger of Satan, witchcraft, prayer, curse that will try to come up against us and those in our family and those we care about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you unleash your war and angels, a war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, you are our Lord, and when we trust, we seek you, oh God. As we seek you, we put all our trust in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you will bless this day, oh God, and that this day will be great. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God, that miracles, signs, and wonders will happen in our lives. Amen. We thank you for your goodness, oh God, that flows through our life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, for your grace. We thank you, oh God, for your presence. We thank you, oh God, for the Holy Spirit that you send, oh God. We thank you for the God, hallelujah, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Amen. Holy Spirit, take over right now as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do a new thing in us right now. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that has planned to ruin this thing. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy. Even as we start this day, oh God, before the attack comes, remove it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. And we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. And it's already done, amen. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We come against every hindrance still on the line right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We come against every fighting spirit, murmuring spirit, backbiting, resentful spirit. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of hallelujah, of distraction right now, every unteachable spirit, a manipulating spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Of that. We come against every spirit of rebellion. We come against every spirit of pain, ache, discomfort, sickness, disease, inflammation, virus, and infirmity, affliction. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, worry, homosexuality, suicide. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and us and those in our families and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare victory over our lives. Victory over those in our family, victory over those who we pray for, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are delivered and set free with the Son
has set us free, and we are free indeed. And we thank you, Father Lord. We declare the covenant of our bones and on the earth, Father. They will ascend into the supernatural, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare the covenant, it is so holy, and it shall be no other way. And Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we know your word is true. It brings healing. It delivers us. It sanctifies us. It heavenly redeems us. It makes all things new. So we thank you for your word this morning, oh God. And we walk in our newness on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, move mighty right now, oh God. Move mighty on all this on the line, oh God. Move mighty in our homes, amen. Move mighty in every situation that's concerning us, oh God. Oh, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven this morning, oh God. That you pour our blessings upon our lives and we won't have room enough to receive. That others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings, the overflow of faith, amen. Oh, let all be healed, oh God. That are coming for a healing on today, oh God. Let us not leave here pain, ache, suffering, oh God, a discomfort and not knowing, oh God. Let it be released in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, for you are our strength. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. That we can declare and declare when we're weak, that we're strong because we're in Christ and Christ in us. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for it right now. We thank you that we can enter into prayer, be led by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We will pray answering prayers this morning. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless you all today, Father God. We ask you, Lord, the word is take root and go forth on today, Father God, and manifest in us mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, let the scripture, hallelujah, let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding and wisdom of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, O Lord, that we'll be able to minister to ye one another and have a word in season and out of season that cometh from you. And we thank you for, Lord. We declare and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, family. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. Good morning and good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Your minds are open. We can hear each other this morning.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I call your name. Amen. Yes, it is, Lord. We thank God for the new day. New mercy and new grace restored and renewed and ready to receive from our Heavenly Father this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been this week?
Oh, good morning to you. I'm doing good. Thanks to God. I pray for you. I love you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank God. All is well. Amen. God bless you, Amen. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, good morning. God bless you. How you all doing?
We're doing good. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing fine. Doing good this morning.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you.
Thank God for
amen.
You,
amen. 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 Glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and Mary. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. I'm doing good.
Amen.
Mother.
Glory to God.
How are you, Mother? She's having a little problems with her toe this morning, so but thank God for one more time. Thank God for one more time.
Yes, Lord, we thank God for one more time. Amen. Good to hear your voice. Ain't you with today? We're praying that God will strengthen every part of your body, every bone. We command pain to loosen right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind it to healing right now, the healing virtue of Gilead. We just thank God for you. We love you so much. Amen. God bless you both. Hallelujah. 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 Mother Carol,
Carolyn, God bless you. How you doing this morning? How you doing?
How are y'all doing this morning? I'm doing good. I'm living. Amen. God bless you. We are so glad to hear you on the phone this morning. God has kept you. Amen. You know, we have so much to rejoice for this morning.
We don't take it for granted. We thank God for every breath that we take, every beat of our heart, you know, that we're here again on this line, not to just be doing something because of the intimate relationship and the love that God has put in us to be here every Saturday. Amen. God bless you, my mother. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. All is well. Good morning to you, family. Love you all. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another chance for us to come together on the line in fellowship.
Yes, Lord. Amen. It's good to have you back. We missed you so much. So I was excited when I seen your mama Poppy and I said, she's back. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. We just thank God all is well with you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. Amen. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing great. Yeah. I thank God for this sunshiny day, beautiful, cool day, and glad to be alive and on this earth doing well. So,
Amen.
And I thank God for you, and I thank God for this prayer line. I'm just thankful.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Good
Amen.
To see your voice. Just being in the place of gratefulness and just being thankful for all that God is saying. You know, we took the time out to even let the sun just shine on our face and feel the wind and just enjoy all that God has created. Hallelujah.
Yes,
just take
Lord.
It to a whole other level of just believing and trusting God. You know, because sometimes we're walking, we're just going through life so fast. But when I was coming out, they used to say, take the time to smell the roses. You know, and at this point in our life, just taking the time and saying, Lord, I thank you. And just realizing God did
thank
it all for
you.
Amen. Glory to God. God
thank
bless
you.
God keep you. Amen. Good to hear you doing good. Ain't Eliza Jane. Sister Dorita, Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm done. I'm blessed this morning. I'm feeling good in my body. Thank the Lord. Had a good night's sleep. And good morning, family. And I love y'all.
Good morning. Good morning to you. We love you, too. I believe we missed you last night on the line.
Yes, because I'm being Bible class at another church.
Oh, okay. Well, good to hear you on the line this morning. God bless you. God keep
yes.
you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for everyone. We've been in prayer for the month of October, and I tell you, God has really been moving on that line and really been lifting up our you all on the line, especially those of you who are caregivers for your brother, just praying your strength and the peace of the Lord be upon you, and that God will send you help, his help, amen. So God bless everybody that's on the line. I thank God for you. I'm doing fine. I thank God for supernatural strength to carry on, to keep on pushing, amen. When I feel like I can't go on, the Holy Spirit is in me, keeps on pushing. So I just thank God for another day. I thank God for you all and all that God is doing. I notice when I am in complete obedience to the Holy Spirit of God, God moves and works things out in my favor. It's that being still in that moment when the enemy is trying to provoke you and tempt you to move out of that place where God works and is in a place of faith, where he's trying to get you to fear, to worry, to doubt, to complain, to murmur, to gossip about it. Amen. When he's trying to get you to that place where you know, you're having self-pity that takes you out of that place, or self-righteousness, it takes you out of that place where God can work miracles and move in your life. So don't let the enemy take you out of that place of faith and believing God to do it. Hallelujah. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood and is standing right in your face and is tapping on your shoulder, when it's interfering with your daily routine, with your body, with your finance, with your marriage, with your relationships, with your job, with your ministry, whatever it is, you're standing in a place of faith and believing God. That's when you will work the miracle. I have learned in this walk to stay in that place. And I said, and I never got out of that place. I know how it feels to stay in that place, and I know how it feels to get out of that place. So I encourage you on today to stay in that place of faith and trusting God for it all. Amen. God bless you, family, this morning. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen. That you have decided that you're going to stand, that we're going to stand in the gap for our family and intercede on their behalf and those that we love and concerned about. This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Corinthians. Actually, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 34. And after scripture, we'll have our prayer position. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27 through 34, and I'm coming up with the New King James Version, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27 through 34. The Bible says, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Verse 28 says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Amen. Verse 29 says, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Verse 30 says, for this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Verse 31 says, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Verse 32 says, but when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Verse 33 says, therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. Verse 34 says, but if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment, and the rest I will set in order when I come. So what the Bible is saying here, hallelujah, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 to 34, Apostle Paul gives specific instructions on how the Lord's Supper should be observed. One, we should take the Lord's Supper thoughtfully, because we are proclaiming that Christ died for our sins. Two, we should take it worthily, that we're worthy, worthily, y'all, with due reverence and respect. Three, we should examine ourselves for any unconfessed sin or resentful attitude. We are to properly, y'all, I want to say this. We are to be properly prepared based on our belief in and love for Christ. We should be considerate of others, waiting until everyone is there, and then eating in an orderly and in a unified manner. So we need to be waiting on one another and then eating in an orderly and unified manner. So when Apostle Paul said that no one should take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, he was speaking to the church members who were rushing in. They were rushing into it without thinking of its meaning. So those who did so were guilty of the body and blood for the Lord, of the Lord. So instead of honoring his sacrifice, they were sharing in the guilt of those who crucified Christ. So in reality, no one is worthy to take the Lord's Supper. We are all sinners saved by grace. Amen. This is why we should prepare ourselves for communion through healthy introspection, confession of sin, and resolution of difference with others. See, these actions remove the barriers that affect our relationship with Christ. Amen. And with other believers. So awareness of your sin should not keep you away from communion, but it should drive you to participate in it. Amen. Hallelujah. As I begin to wrap up here, I want to understand as we look at verses 29, 30, and 34 here. Not discerning the Lord's body means not understanding what the Lord's Supper means, or not discussing it from a normal, and not distinguishing it from a normal meal. but those who do so condemn themselves. So sleep is another way to discern death, to describe death. You all, that some of the people have died and may have been a special supernatural judgment on the Corinthian church. So this type of disciplinary judgment highlights the seriousness of the communion service. The Lord's Supper is not to be taken lightly. This new covenant cost Jesus his life. It is not a meaningless ritual, but a sacrament given by Christ to help strengthen our faith. Amen. So when people should come to this meal designed to fellowship with other believers and prepare for the Lord's Supper to follow, and not to fill up on a bigger dinner. As we know, Monday will be November the 1st, so we person for Sunday. We have communion every Sunday here at our church, the Gospel Public Ministries, every morning at 10 a.m. So the Bible says in 34, you know, if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home. Means that they should eat dinner beforehand, so as to come to the fellowship meal in the right frame of mind. Amen. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And it is my prayer that we all become the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the word this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I know some people was wondering, well, I've read that in Scripture. What does that mean? That if I said that whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And some people have the question, am I guilty of that? Have I been doing that? So just having an understanding of the word of God, when we read the word of God, amen, then we apply it. It's a life application. So then we apply the word of God to our life, amen, so that we can live a life that is upright and pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. God bless everyone again. Thank God for the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. We have our Amen Esteem. Amen Esteem, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to thank the Lord for this beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes, God.
And I have special prayer for my sister, Irma, for my sister-in-law, Jean Mackey, for all my nieces who's taking care of my sisters very, very good. And
yes,
I pray
Lord.
For them. I pray for you. And I love you.
Okay.
And thank God.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come on one accord this morning, oh God, as a family, oh God, united, oh God, in faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that you already heard our prayers and you already answered, amen. As we come lifting them, hallelujah, right arm of this day, oh God. Oh Lord, we come lifting them, being back to you this morning, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you would touch and heal and move mighty in their life, oh God, that you would divinely turn it around, oh God, intervening, turn it around, oh God, for the good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray their strength over this morning, oh God. We pray the peace, oh God, right now, oh God. Let your peace come and be still and reign over their lives. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen, oh God, every caregiver on the line today, everyone that is in position to care for their mothers, oh God, or their fathers. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. When you bless, oh God, oh Lord, don't forget them, oh God. Remember them, oh God. Whatever you're doing in this season, oh Lord, remember your children this day. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen, esteem. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Angela, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. I just want to thank God for seeing a wonderful, beautiful day, and thank God. And I would like to pray for everybody that's on the line this morning, and thank Him for blessing us to do the things that we do in order to, you know, to survive and stuff. I just want to thank God for that, because He don't have to do nothing. He's doing it because of His word. Thank you, Jesus. And bless my family and bless my mom and bless him to continue to give me health and strength and be able to help those that need help. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Mom.
Amen.
Mom, you want to say something this morning?
Who is it all?
Okay. But you, okay.
Well, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Father God, today as we come, oh God, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand. Oh Lord, on one accord of the family, I could buy faith to pray for your daughter this day, oh God. Lord, all that she's petitioned, oh God, that come from my mouth this one, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, if you'll answer your prayer according to your will, your plan, and your purpose for our life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for providing. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for setting us free, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll move body, oh God, in the life of her children, move body in the life of her husband, her mother, and her home, and all that she's concerned about, oh God. Bring a change for the better, oh God. Oh Lord, turn it around for a good to bless her, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will bless her right now with supernatural strength, oh God, supernatural favor, supernatural healing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, every breath that she takes, oh God, as she breathes in, oh God, your peace, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But she will walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. I know that you are able to do all things that she has. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith to receive right now, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, amen. Vera and Cousin Bonnie, may God continue to strengthen you. May you continue to look up and know where your help comes from. It's your help coming from the Lord our God. Amen. Be blessed and walk in the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for both of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Dindigale and Auntie with me. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, I just praise and thank God for another glorious day. And
yes, Lord.
I pray that he bless the bereaved and be their comfort in their time of sorrow.
Yes, Lord.
I went to my auntie's funeral on yesterday, and I thank God that they had a safe journey there, and they all made it back home safely with Dion. And today is Jean Gaines' funeral, so I bless all those that are traveling to that service this morning.
Yes.
God bless my mom and this toast. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Jesus.
I think take her again to let a doctor look at it this morning and see if something else may be going on with it. She says she's in quite a bit of pain, so I guess we'll get to the emergency room, see what's going on.
Yes, Lord.
So, I thank God for strength, and I thank him for guidance. I thank him for protection. I thank him for all his love, his mercy, and his
yes, God.
Bless everyone on the line, all the caregivers, all these aunties that's 80 and older and 90 and I just thank God for them. I just thank God for family. God bless you and God bless your family as well.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, we come praying and oh, the strength of God of your children, amen, the strength of your daughter this morning, then together, the strength of your daughter, Ruth and Abe this morning, oh Lord. And Father God, as we come on one accord, believing and trusting, oh God, combine our prayers that you move mighty, oh God. Let peace come upon the believing, oh God. Those that are traveling on today, oh Lord, to lay the rest of the level, oh God. Let peace coming over. Take them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They will reflect on you, oh God, and have so much joy, amen. Knowing that you're with us, that you'll never leave us, nor forsake us. So Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, and all that your daughter petitioned this day, oh God. Let it be good and will with you, Father God, to bless her in the name of Jesus Christ and all the way that you can bless, oh God. But you know the ends and the beginning, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For your favor. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, oh God. Thank you for your presence right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll continue to guide, keep, and strengthen your daughters. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare and declare by faith that it is so. And it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Kevin Bendigale and AC with the way. We pray that God will continue to heal, deliver, and set free, whatever it is that you're going through right now, whatever it is that the enemy has placed before you, we declare the Christ to be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that peace come. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for your promise. Amen.
Thank you. God loves you too.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough, but yet, and still I thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Dilla Callen, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again.
Thank you.
My prayer is, I'm just saying a prayer of thankful because my Lord I already know. So, and I'm praying
Amen.
For the angels that's on the line, the ones that's on here and not on that's going through it, sickness, that the Lord heal their body. And just being grateful. Pray for healing in your body, too. So I'm just being grateful. I'm just thanking. I'm just praying and thanking.
Amen. Amen. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, oh God, by combined faith on one accord as a family with your daughter, oh God, all that she petitioned and prayer, my faith, Heavenly Father, we ask that you move mighty in the name of Jesus Christ, bringing healing, oh Lord, to our bodies, oh God, bringing strength to our bones, oh God, restoring every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us peace come, oh God. Oh, let us operate in peace. Let us pursue peace, amen. Make us peacemakers in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we ask you to help right now, Lord. All, oh God. Lord, we pray for your divine help and we thank you for your help, oh God, and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your protection, oh God. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name and keep your warring angels around us, oh God. We call upon you, Jehovah's about them. Hallelujah. To keep your warring angels around us and our family members and loved ones. The war against any plan, plot, agenda, scheme, technique, trickery of the devil right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all his agents. And we declare the victory, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the prayer that greatest Jesus is in us and he is in the world. And we just want to say thank you as we hallow you right now. Activate our resurrection of our faith, oh God. We ask you to increase it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we can overcome, hallelujah. We can overcome any mountain, hallelujah. We can overcome any sea of disturbance in our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn up every evil that's raising our life and around our life and those in our family right now in the name of Jesus Christ and others. So you God is asking back to fire. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your consuming fire. We bless your holy name, Father God. We declare in the call, it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen. 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 How many know that God is able this morning? He is able. He is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, again. Thank God for you all. Thank God for the prayer line. And
yes.
I just want to thank God for this beautiful day and for just another
yes.
chance to give him all the glory and all the praises and all the honor. And I touch and agree with all prayer requests, spoken and unspoken. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. We come into agreement. We touch and agree this morning. And we just thank God for you. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you petitioned this morning by faith. We combine our faith with your daughter. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her, Lord God. Continue to help her and guide her and strengthen her, Father God, for the path that you have before her. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to give her your word, Lord God, that you will have for her to give to others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we pray the strength and the peace of our family, amen, this morning, and all that your daughter's petition, oh God, for those that she loves and those that she's concerned about, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for keeping her and her home and her children and all that she loves, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her. We thank you, oh God, for all that she's planted, oh God. Hallelujah, in this season, hallelujah, that she will reap a good harvest of blessing and favor, oh God, in our health, in our strength, in our finances, in our work, in his ministry, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Eliza Jane. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again. It's so wonderful to hear my sister Vera's voice this morning. Mm-hmm. She sounds so strong and cheerful. So evidently Bonnie's doing a good job of taking care of her. My prayer this morning is for Pat Scott. She's usually on the line, but mm-hmm. Pat has been ill for a few weeks now, so I'm asking a special prayer for her this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We come together today, amen. Oh, Lord, we come believing and trusting, oh God, that you're able to do all things, oh God, that you're able to divinely intervene in any situation and turn it around, oh God. So, Lord, we come with our combined faith this morning, oh God, on one accord. How we touch and agree with your daughter this day, oh God. Lord, as we lift up petitions, God, this morning, Lord, we pray for divine healing, oh God. We pray for your healing virtue, oh God, to be released into our body, bringing healing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. That healing, hallelujah, spring forth speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare deliverance from every stronghold, soul, God, strong man. Right now, message of Satan on our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command Satan to loose your hold off our right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she's a child of God. Whatever it is, hallelujah, that's outside of God, we declare to be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the crown victory over our life right now. We call her healed. We call her delivered. We call her blessed and favored by God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we declare to God great testimony for the life of Pat right now, amen? And we receive it by faith, amen? Lord, I ask even right now, God, even while we're praying, oh God, we declare to God that you're already answering. We declare to God that she's feeling the Spirit right now. Your Holy Spirit moving on in him, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, moving anything that's not of you, hallelujah. We speak to the blood right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Well, we know that life is in the flesh and in the blood, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we bless your holy name. We know you to be a miracle worker. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, work miracles in the body and the life of your daughter right now, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we can declare and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah,
it's
hallelujah.
Done. It's done.
Hallelujah,
it's done.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God keep you. In the last year, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
I come this morning with thanking the Lord because he's been good to all of us. He got all of us
Lord.
In their 80s, all the grandkids in their 70s. And I want the grandkids to keep on running like the aunties and the uncles, Father, because I'm the oldest granddaughter and Dari is the oldest grandson. So we want the Lord to give us longevity like they're doing our aunties and uncles.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. It's your daughter to come this day by faith, oh God. Believe it, oh God. We come with her on today, combining our faith on one accord. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, all that she's petitioned, oh God, that you would do it in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your plan and purpose, oh Lord. Oh Lord, that you will bless our latter days, greater than our beginnings. That you will bless us, Lord, with long life, good life, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen your daughter, strengthen all that she's concerned about in love, oh God. And we pray for your protection, oh God, in this life, oh God, that will carry us through, oh God, to where you have us. To get to in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, for it's all about you and it's not about us, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you will have for us to do on this side, oh God, that will bring glory to your kingdom? And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare and declare that all is well with us in our house, that all is well, hallelujah, and good with your daughter, Dorisa, that all is well and good with the children and grandchildren, great grandchildren, children to come in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare that multitudes are going to heaven because of her life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, because of the relationship that she has with you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Cousin Aretha, we love you. We thank God for you.
I love y'all, too.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We thank God today. I do want to share this as I petition my prayer, and I thank you all for coming into agreement with me today, that God will continue to strengthen me, continue to guide me, use me, pour into and mighty his word, that I'll get more understanding of the word of God, to preach it, to teach it, to be the apostle that God has ordained me to be. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will use me mighty. Hallelujah. Continue to bless us with this prayer line, because it's not my doing, it's God's doing. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his divine order and provisions for our life. And just trusting God in everything. I'm supposed to work on Saturdays. I'm working a seasonal job, but I refuse, hallelujah, to allow the man to dictate how money will come and cause me to worry about any kind of money. I'm on an assignment that God has for me. So I had to tell the people, no, I can't work on Saturday. I have with my family. I have things to do that God has called me to do. And that must come first. And so I am so happy to be here this Saturday in position to be able to do what God has called me to do. And I say that to encourage you all on the line today. There's so many things that we want to do, and there's so many things that we feel like we got to do, but make sure that you're doing what God has called you to do first. First, because that's the only thing that's going to last. Amen? That's the only thing that is going to last, what we do for God. So be encouraged on today. I want to lift up this morning in prayer. I want to bless my husband, the mind and the peace of my husband, that he will operate with a sound mind and not a double mind. And I want to pray for every marriage on the line. I want to pray and lift up the healing and protection and the blessings upon all that's on the line. My cousin Connie, I pray that all that was on the line before, that God will speak to their spirit, that they will come back and come and be a part of what God has set up for us. Amen. To bless us all. And Cassie, you want to lift her up? Cousin Anne, Sean Denise, Sister Sharon Gordon, which is Dorita's sister. Of course, Patricia Scott, and Aunt Irma, Sean Denise, her children. Amen. I want to lift up Korea and Topeka. And I grew up with them, so if you want to pray their strength, that they will have a close relationship with God. And all my cousins and my brothers and sisters, my mom, and everyone that's part of our family, and all that we love, I pray the peace of everyone, the protection of the Lord, and that we'll all come to know Christ, and we'll have a deeper relationship, that God will take us to a greater glory and altitude in him. Amen. In Jesus' name. And that is my prayer, that God will heal my body, that I will be able to walk. I've been having some issues with my leg and back, and I've been in pain for about almost 2 weeks. But God, I refuse to complain and just thank God all the way through, knowing that God is able to do all things for still. But it's just keep me in prayer, and I thank God for it. I receive my healing right now, my faith, and my deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to know that you can too. Receive it right now and walk by faith and not by sight. Can you get it? Trusting God for it. Amen. So God bless everyone this morning. We're going to go ahead and enter into prayer. Hallelujah. Our comprehensive prayer. We cover everyone today. Amen. With the blood of Jesus Christ, and just thanking God for who he is. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us enter in this morning. Hallelujah. On one accord right now. We come against the spirit of distraction. Hallelujah. Anything that may be distracting you, if you can come apart from it right now so that you can receive, there's going to be a pouring in this moon on this line. Hallelujah. It's kind of like somebody is pouring something in your cup, and if you move that cup, it will hit the floor. We want you to get it all. So we need you to be in position. Hallelujah. Position yourself to receive right now the prayers are going to go forth. That will bring healing to your body, strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace to your mind. Amen. Blessings to your life. Favor from God. Hallelujah. That will deliver you from that that has been trying to overtake your mind and thoughts. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, we come this morning on one accord, oh God. Hallelujah. With our combined faith as a family, oh God, we decree and declare that our faith is one way that you remove every mountain in our life and those in our family that are causing sickness, destruction, oh God, confusion, division, oh God, heartache and pain right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we believe, hallelujah, the Lord, we ask and hold you to help us with unbelief, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we can receive your miracle working power right now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, will you bless, oh God, bless us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to give us divine healing now and every
area of our lives and those we pray for this morning in their lives, in our spirit, our mind, our will, our emotions, and our physical being in accordance with your divine plan and all for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by faith right now we receive the divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and the Old Holy, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we receive the honor of joyful mourning and the garment of praise of the Spirit of Heaven is just upon us and those in our family, oh God. For we decree and declare we are the trees of righteousness, the plan of the Lord, our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive right now by faith our daily bread and our spiritual bread of hope. For we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone that we pray for today, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle, every healing that you've given to us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine help to each of our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare that there's no lack in our life. Amen. Because you are Jehovah, Jehovah, our provider, and we thank you, Lord God. We declare and declare that how you will see to be the way, that you are our way maker. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a promise keeper. Amen. That we can stand in your word, that we can do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We declare and declare that joy has come, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us up with your anointing, your glory, and your tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man. With give us a living water springing up for us abundantly, with life abundant. Fill us, O God, to overflow with your favor, your compassion, and love, your wisdom, and understanding. Anoint us, O God, to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, give us eyes, O God, to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessing, and all else that you have for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us, amen. Pour out your anointing on us. We apply right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things, and let your love so brightly shine through us, hallelujah, and to others as an act of our worship to you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We declare and declare that every door that the enemy has been operating through has been sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ and cannot be opened again. We declare and declare that God has opened up new doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of healing, doors of deliverance, doors of good relationships and good opportunities, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. So the Bible asks in Jesus' name, increase us in love, oh God. Increase us in patience, oh God. Increase us in peace, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, increase us in thy favor, oh God. Oh Lord, move by you right there, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We declare the covenant every toxin and every agenda that he has set for us and our families has been destroyed, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Every pit that they built for us to fall in, we declare the covenant this day that they will fall in their own pits, and every net that they laid out to entangle us in lies and deceit, manipulation and murmuring, complaining, we declare the covenant they've been entangled in their own web of lies, their own hurry, their own net that they set out, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be destruction upon the top of the enemy this day. Let them turn on themselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crown victory right now. Hallelujah. Victory when we stand up. Victory when we lay down. Victory when we walk. Victory when we speak. Amen. The word of God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We throw us right down the floor, oh Lord God. We declare the crown that we're covered and protected from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we bless your name. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you allow the fruits of your spirit to take root and manifest in us and in this family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we want it by faith, oh God, that you will increase, oh God. We pray for the increase, oh Lord, for it's you that give the increase. Oh, let increase come right now, God. That we will operate according to the fruits of your spirit, not lacking one. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We take this shield of faith right now, which protects us from every fiery dart of the enemy. And we send back every word, every curse back to the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive the blessing of the Lord. We choose life and not death. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We declare and declare the blood of Jesus reaches us. It's the finished work that cleanses us, that redeems us, that sets us free. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. Love to the end, still we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, move on us right now. Let the dear friends being on today, let it flow, let it blow, let it go this way, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, as we petition on this day, oh God, you know everything, oh Lord. You know the beginning and the end, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name that you will have your way in every situation concerning us and those in our family and that we're concerned about. We cast all our cares and our fears and burdens down this morning, and we pick up the peace that you give, Father God. Hallelujah, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we trust you with it all. We give it all over to you. If it's anything that you're holding on to right now, give it all over to God right now. Give it all over to him right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare it is so and it shall be no other way. We thank you for restoring our soul this day, oh God. As we leave this call, Father God, but never your presence, we decree and declare that you're with us. That you'll never leave us nor forsake us. That we are blessed and we can never be cursed. So, Lord, I ask that we leave this call and never your presence, oh God. That you're blessed with all our going and coming off today. Those of us that are traveling on the road or we'll be traveling, those in our family, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now to and from our destination, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, every street, every highway, every form of transportation we may enter into as a driver or a passenger, over every airway, seaway, every building, place, or home we may enter into. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every time that lies up against us and our family members, cast out from them. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and we decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon our life. We love you. We give it all over to you. We decree and declare in our faith in the name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth on one accord that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that develops all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Amen. God bless everyone. God bless you. God keep you. I pray that you receive the prayer. And if you receive that prayer by faith, may it be unto you. May it be done to you and those in your home. In Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we're going to, if you have any questions or comments, or if you have any comments, if you want, have anything you want to say, please do so or just say amen. And then, Steve, go ahead.
Yes. Thanks to the Lord for this day. Thank you on this prayer line. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Ain't one thing. We love you. Love you so much. Thank God for you. Amen. It's such a blessing to be here. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, go ahead.
Yes. Thank God for this prayer line. And thank God for everybody that's on the line. I love everyone that's on the line. And thank God for you.
Amen.
The prayer line, everybody that's on the prayer line. Bless all of y'all.
Yes, Lord. I receive it. The blessings, I receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you, Aunt Vera. We love you so much. We love you so much, Cousin Bonnie. God bless you. God bless you and keep you all. You have a blessed week. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth DeMay, go ahead.
Cousin Brenda Gale and Aunt Ruth to me. Thank you, Ruth to me.
God bless you, Aunt Vera. So wonderful to hear your cheerful voice this morning.
Yes.
God keep you. God open up the windows of heaven and show you our blessings. You won't have a room
yes,
to receive. In the mighty name of
Jesus,
I decree and declare everyone's petition this morning, all is well and it's already done. God bless
amen.
Us. God, thank you and amen,
amen
for me and for my mom.
Amen. Glory to God. I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And those of you all that's on the line, amen. Receive it if you believe it. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare the prayer of your soul. And it's already done in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gill. Once again, we love you. We love you, Auntie Ruth May. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Mama Carolyn, God bless you. Glory, Mama.
Amen, amen, amen. Everybody have a blessful weekend and see you next Saturday. Amen.
Amen. God bless you tomorrow. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Kim, go ahead.
Amen. A continued prayer that you get the strength in your legs that you need to walk, and blessings and prayers for all here on the line, and just thank God for everyone. I love you all. Thank you.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you, Cousin Kim. Take good care. Amen. And Eliza Jane?
Okay. Yes. When you're having problems with your hip and your knee and your back, I'm having the same problem. I'm going through therapy, and I don't know if it's helping or not, but I'm blessed, so I ain't going to worry about it. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Trusting God for complete healing. I'll be going to an orthopedic surgeon and a pain management. My thing is just not being so much pain, but I trust God for it. All is well. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Sister Dorita, Cousin Dorita, go ahead.
God bless everyone. I love everyone. And have a blessed weekend. Amen.
Amen. You too. We love you too. We thank God for you. The line is open. Everybody, we can hear everyone as we get ready to close out. We thank God for this opportunity once again. As we're about to enter into a new month, I pray the protection of the Lord over your house and family and all that you have and all that you will have in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe God to plan things around for us because we have come today. We came believing. Let me encourage you right now to walk in expectancy, expecting God to do it for you. Amen. As I'm expecting God to do it for me. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the divine destiny that God has given to you down paths of righteousness. May Jesus Christ be both Savior and Lord in your life. And may you come to fulfill your divine purpose. May you as a parent be a righteous example to your children, as a grandparent or great-grandparent, that they in turn, may grow and teach their own children the ways of the Lord. Amen. And may our nation be healed by the leadership of the Father in the home and sharing the love of the Father, our God, our Lord, and our Savior. Amen. God first at the home and then with others. It's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together, that we're saved, and we thank you for the Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all, family. You all have a blessed day. Best week in the morning. So we meet again. I love you. And I thank God for you.
Love you too. Love you all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful-
oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one call me one time. That's all I really need, just one time.